Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 6, 2023. The key that unlocks the entrance to the Creator. In spiritual work, what is this narrow keyhole into which a key must be inserted? The definition of narrow means a lack of hasadim, mercy. If I have managed to make up for this lack, then I am ready to unlock this lock. The whole path in front of us is a lock. At every step we need to match a certain key to it, that is, the quality of bestowal, in order to reveal more and more and thus move toward the goal. At each stage we reveal ourselves more and more and manifest an increasing quality of bestowal in ourselves, and thus we approach the Creator. And for this we need to find the key that exactly matches the lock. The lock that hides the quality of bestowal from us, is a group, and the key is the relationship in this group, the connection and love between friends. A person should disconnect from himself and stick to 10 friends. 10 for me is a spiritual clee. If I reformat myself correctly to get inside this clee, I will open the lock with a key and get through to the Creator. I need to find the key, study it, try to adapt it to the lock, and find out how to insert the key into the keyhole and how to turn it. When I have the strength to turn the key in the lock, I can unlock it. Just remember that when inserting the key into the lock, you need to keep a very strong connection with your friends. If I connect with my friends and annul myself more and more, then eventually I will be able to insert the key into the keyhole in order to be ready to turn it. But in order to turn the key in the lock, I need to turn to the Creator and ask Him for the strength to open this lock. There are 3 stages of work: adjust yourself to the lock as a suitable key, then enter the lock, and finally unlock the lock. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, January 1, 2023. Zohar for all. Introduction to the Book of Zohar, Lock and Key. Shame is a separate creation of the Creator. Question: there is such a thing as shame in our world. How is the concept of shame, which Balhar Sulam writes about in the study of the 10 Sefirot, related to the shame that we are familiar with? Answer: the shame mentioned in Kabbalah arises when a person feels oneself to be the opposite of the Creator. In the world opposite to the Creator, a person feels incongruity with Him, and this is called shame. The Creator is absolute bestowal. I want to be like Him, but I see that I can't and I am ashamed. Just like in our world, I want to be like some great man and I am ashamed that I cannot become like him. Question: does spiritual shame remain or does it disappear? Answer: gradually, as you approach the Creator in your properties, shame disappears. Comment: it seems that the closer you are to the Creator, the more you realize how opposite you are to Him. My response: if you are approaching the Creator in terms of properties, then why should you be ashamed? Shame is a separate creation of the Creator. The Creator created shame in humans so that we would feel different from the Creator. Thanks to shame, we develop. From Cab TV's The Study of the 10 Sefirot, Tess, December 4, 2022. A Woman's Spiritual Quest. Kabbalah and Women. An insight into women's inner quest and spiritual development. How can a woman tell whether she is yearning for psychological or spiritual fulfillment? A woman who is looking for spirituality feels that her fulfillment comes from something higher than this life. She has a different kind of desire. She may have a husband and children, a family and a home. All this may give her warmth, but her yearning for spirituality is on a totally different level. It has nothing to do with this world. It is a desire from the point in the heart, as Kabbalah calls it. It means that on top of all the physical and human desires, such as food, sex, family, money, power and knowledge, suddenly a new desire awakens in a person. This desire is beyond our world, and it appears both in men and in women. It was always very common for men. Throughout history, many men embarked on spiritual quests. As for women, we see it only recently. And this search is definitely much more than looking for psychological fulfillment in family or social life. Therefore, a woman can certainly study the wisdom of Kabbalah, even though it wasn't the case earlier. According to their nature. Comment: in the classification of cults, there is a condition that the teaching of the group is considered the only true eternal knowledge. My response: do ordinary Judaism, Christianity in all its manifestations and parts, Islam, Hinduism and other movements not think so? So, everything in the world is a cult. Question: why do people call something a cult when it is beneficial for them, and something else is either teaching, on wisdom, or religion? Answer: but they are people. What do you expect from them? They use what is beneficial for them, convenient for them, and raises them above the rest. It is like politics: today I need to scold someone, so I scold, tomorrow I need to praise him, so I praise him. We do whatever is beneficial for us. This is genuine human nature. If you do not study Kabbalah, then not understanding how a person is arranged can, of course, irritate you. But when you study Kabbalah, you understand that a person cannot do it any other way. This is how he is arranged, and this is how he must act because egoism compels him. Therefore, I am in no way offended by anyone who slanders me. Such is their nature until they begin to correct themselves. When they finally come to this knowledge, they will see how wrong they were. I will be happy to teach those that hate me today, and in no case will I remember anything hateful they used to say about me. This is how we are arranged from the very beginning, and we must turn evil into a good inclination. For this we have been given Kabbalah. To the extent that a good inclination, altruism, and the qualities of bestowal and love are formed in us, we begin to feel the upper world, the upper system of governance. If people do not feel this, then what opinion can they form about Kabbalah and about me? Naturally, anything goes. The main thing is to denigrate, to slander, because by this they somehow justify themselves. It is very difficult for a person to live without justifying himself. It does not even make sense for him to exist. Therefore, all his actions are aimed only at raising himself or lowering others. I have no complaints about them. They just work according to their nature. From CabTVs I got a call. Kabbalah about cults, December 18, 2013. It is impossible to explain. Question: in some movements they promote not pondering over the group's teachings. The members say, it's impossible to explain, come to us, you have to experience this. Answer: that is correct. There are things that you can't appreciate from afar, even music, until you get used to it, understand it, receive explanations, and get trained. This is the same as culture that teaches a person how to perceive paintings, sounds, dancing, and ballet. If they take you now to the opera, for example, you will run away from there, because you have a clip perception. And here in front of you on stage for 2 or 3 hours, they will be singing about love, and you will be admiring and crying. You must be ready for this. Comment: often such misunderstanding is used as criticism. My response: of course there will be criticism. How is it possible not to criticize what I don't understand? It is easiest to say, it's worthless, empty. Personally, I have no complaints about such people. They are just shallow, small people who, without being able to figure something out, talk about it. Likewise, the lyrics philosophize about physics. But they have nonetheless the opportunity to ask around and understand something in an easy way, but this is impossible in Kabbalah. In Kabbalah, you must see it and feel it, because this attainment is not from our world, not in our senses. We do not have adequate perceptions about what we feel when we acquire spiritual sense organs. That is why I have a problem explaining this to a person. My parents asked, "What are you doing anyway?" I couldn't explain it to them. I am engaged in Kabbalah. What is this? This is the science that speaks about the upper world. And what is the upper world? Is it the world we get after death? We get nowhere after death. Where do the souls reside? Souls don't reside anywhere. There is no place. Where then is the upper world? And it doesn't exist until I create it with my changed qualities. It looks like our child skidded off somewhere. It's a pity. He gave such hope both for science and business. He gave up science, then opened his own business. Quit business and went somewhere into Kabbalah, and really got enslaved with Kabbalah, my parents said, and they left for Canada. That is all. From Cab TV's I got a call. Kabbalah about cults, December 18, 2013. Where is the center of the group? The center of the group is not in any of the members of the group, but only between all of them. If we all tried to unite with each other in such a way as to feel everyone together as one single whole, this would be the center of the group, the point of complete connection between us. Question: in order to concentrate in the center of the group during a workshop, do we need to depict this state you have described to ourselves? Answer: yes, of course. After all, when we connect, everyone's personal I disappears, and we remains instead of I. From Cab TV's I got a call. Where is the center of the group? May 14, 2014. Michael Leitman, on Quora: does Kabbalah improve how people get along? The wisdom of Kabbalah is all about bringing people together. Human connection holds primary importance in the method, and becoming a Kabbalist means becoming an expert in positive human connection. For instance, I understand every person I have ever spoken to, and I have spoken to thousands of people. I find in each person some part of them in me. It could be an enemy, an anti-Semite, a Nazi, a drunk, someone very coarse, a thief or a mobster. I find the same qualities that they have in me. It is not that I am a complete thief that dedicates their life to robberies, but that quality exists in me. I have to let others feel that I understand them. And it could even be the most terrible criminal, I have to show them that I understand them, that I can somewhat step into their shoes, understand where they come from, and justify that I would turn out the same way given the conditions that they went through. When you relate to a part of other people in you, you can then easily talk to anyone. Show me any person in the world who I am not included in. We learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah, whether you like it or not, from the very top to the very bottom and in all directions, that you are an integral part of all the souls. Likewise, you include all the opinions and discernments of the souls. Other people should then feel that inclusion when they talk to you. Based on the video, does Kabbalah help people get along? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Telman Elbaum. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.